This is Julie Hewitt, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. This is the open session meeting for Thursday, March 30th, 2023. Oh, it is 8:36 p.m. on the East Coast. And I'm calling the meeting to order. And let's see, the first item then is, I believe we have quorum. Nancy, would you please call the roll?
Teresa Allen.
Present.
Adriana Casanave.
Present.
James Dingman.
Here.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here. Here.
Fred Dodsworth.
I'm here.
Fred Dodsworth.
I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Thank you. William Foster. Thank you. William Foster.
Here.
Thank you. Sue Goodwin.
Present.
Heather Gray.
Here.
Thank you. Donna Grimes.
Here.
Thank you. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Avelia Jones. I just saw her. Let's see here.
Here I am.
Okay, thank you. Ali Lexa.
Here.
Marianne Martinez. I'm back. James McFadden.
Present.
Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes.
I am here.
Thank you. James Sagerton.
Here.
Thank you. Sharon Salam.
Here.
Thank you. Aki Tanaka.
Here.
Thank you. Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Egberto Willis. Okay. Marianne Martinez. No. Egberto Willis. I see your name. Can't hear you. Stephanie Well.
He's Egberto's muted.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
Arthur Schwartz. Makisha Van Sant. Nancy Sorden. Me, present. I'll try again. Marianne Martinez. I don't see her name on here. Egberto Willis, I see your name, but I cannot hear you.
I'm here.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. The next item on the agenda is reading the report out from the executive session.
Adriana, point of order, Madam Chair.
I recognize you, Adriana.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My point of order is I ask to immediately stop the sitting of the directors that are not eligible to serve as 2023 PMB directors, because to be eligible to serve as director, you must be a delegate that stated on Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 1, Board of Directors Eligibility. Some of the people calling this on this roll call are ineligible to serve because they are not delegate according to the Pacifica Foundation by law. Article 4, Delegates, Section 8, Term of Office, Term Limit. Delegates are limited to a maximum of 6 consecutive years, after which they are replaced through an election or through the use of runner-up list from the last certified election. According to the Pacifica Foundation by law, Article 17, only a vote of the members can increase or extend the terms or directors or delegates. And it's not what happened here. That is my point of order. I'm sending the email and I have all the different articles in my email, Madam Chair. You told me before that the board votes in that extension, but our bylaw said that nobody more than the membership can vote in the extension of the terms of directors or delegates. Thank you.
Thanks. Noted. I'm moving on from this point of order. The next item on the agenda is...
Yes, Madam Chair, I'm sorry, but I want you to tell, to answer my point of order.
I believe I said noted. It's the same point of order that's been made before. And so, and it was overruled before, and I don't feel the need to take time on it again. So I'm moving on to the next item, which is the report out from the executive session of March 23rd, 2023. The PNB met in closed session to discuss confidential and proprietary disciplinary, personnel, and legal matters. Okay, next we're up to excused absences. Nancy, who are the people who aren't here this evening so far?
I move that we excuse them all.
Second.
Mary Ann Martinez.
Got it. Okay, so Mary Ann's the only person who's not present. So any objections to the motion to excuse
Mary Ann? I have a question, Madam Chair.
I'm sorry.
Adriana, I have a question.
That's not a question.
Go ahead. What's your question?
Did Mary Ann Martinez ask for an excuse absent? Because we said before that we will start changing that. Right? Did she ask for an excuse? I'm asking. I don't know. I didn't receive any. That's why I'm asking.
Point of order. This is not appropriate at this time.
Hang on, Fred. I got it. You know, I get a lot of emails and I don't know that I have an excused absence request for Marianne. I don't know that I don't have an excused absence request for Marianne. I also don't know that she's not going to show up, you know, in half an hour or something like that. So, are there any objections to the motion to excuse Marianne's absence?
I want to hear my vote being like you know, abstain, because if I don't have that answer, I want
to. Point of order, this is not appropriate.
Thank you. Madam Chair.
Yeah, hang on. Fred, I don't need your help. I'm sorry.
Still a point of order, and she is disrupting our process.
We're just going to note that there were no objections, but there was one abstention.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. Okay. So next up is identifying timekeepers. I need someone to keep time for people. Can I get a volunteer?
I will volunteer for that, but I may have to leave before the meeting is over.
Thank you. If you do, Fred, just let me know and then we'll find someone to substitute for you. And then I need someone to time items. Can I get a volunteer? Someone?
As soon as I unmute, I'll let you know that I can time items. Sorry.
Thank you, Darlene. Appreciate
it. Here, Mary Ann Martinez, I think that is in the meeting. I believe so.
Sometimes it takes people's audio a minute to catch up with their appearance.
Did I hear Darlene is going to time items?
Exactly. Darlene will time items. Mary Ann, are you present? Come back to that in a minute. Next item up on the agenda is a 5-minute item, which is agenda approval for the open portion of the agenda. And I will continue with that in brief here. Next up is item 3 is approving minutes. Item 4, and whoever is making background noise that sounds like kitchen noise, could they mute themselves, please? Item 3 was approving minutes. Item 4 is a report on the recent KPFK LSB meeting. That's a 15-minute item. Number five is an ED report on upcoming elections. That's a 15-minute item. Six, unfinished business. Seven, new business. Eight, a motion to move into executive session at a time certain of 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. Any discussion of the agenda? Oh, I move the agenda. Can I get a second?
A second.
Thank you. Was that you, Marianne?
Yes, ma'am. I'm present.
Yes, thank you very much. Any discussion of the agenda? The open portion of the agenda? Any objections to approving the open portion of the agenda? Hearing none, we'll consider that approved. That takes us to the next item, which is approving minutes. Nancy, do we have any minutes to approve this evening?
Oh, no, I've tried, but I didn't get any ready to submit.
Got it. Fair enough. Okay, we will then move on to the next item on the agenda, which is the report on the March 26 KPFK LSB meeting, and this is a 15-minute item. And I had hoped that one of the KPFK directors would be willing to give a report here. Can I get a volunteer?
This is Beth. I'll defer to the other two first, I think. And you were there. You could report what you saw.
Yeah, but I'm just the PNB chair. I'm not on the KPFK LSB, so I think. Adelia or Ali, would either of you like to say anything about the meeting?
I'll go after.
You can't. Okay, I'll start you all off, which is to say that we managed to, because we passed the motion at last week's meeting about, the proper constitution of the KPFK LSB, they managed to meet on Sunday, March 26th. And they achieved quorum, and I convened the meeting long enough to call it to order, to call roll, and then to take nominations for a pro tem chair for the meeting, at which point I took nominations for pro tem secretary. Both were elected by acclamation, if I recall correctly. And then I turned the meeting over to them to run. So Ali, do you want to go next?
That's right. And we held the meeting. There was a simultaneous meeting of the, I don't know what you want to call it, illegitimate LSB meeting. I think that meeting didn't last very long because after about an hour into the meeting, several more LSB members came over and joined the meeting. So by the end of the meeting, I think we had about 16 or 17 members on it. And we were able to take nominations for officers and determine the election process, which is to have STV voting, and it's going to be administered by Terry Goodman and another woman whose name I forget right now. And we've already had the ballots go out, and I think tomorrow's the deadline. There's a point I wanted to make. A motion was made to postpone nominations for directors until the next meeting of this LSB. So we didn't do nominations for directors. We just did our nominations for officers. And that was the work that was done at the meeting. So those ballots went out to all the official recognized members of the LSB, and we should see the results on Saturday. And I think there's another meeting scheduled for this Sunday. Perhaps at that meeting we'll nominate PNB directors.
Thanks, Ali. Point of Beth.
Point of inquiry.
Go ahead, Fred.
Am I timing these people speaking?
No, let them give a report, and the timing is for the other folks. Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, I attended both meetings. Series LSD met at 10 a.m. and I attended long enough to respond to roll call and so that I would be counted, which is the legal advice that I've been given. And that by that time it was time to convene the other meeting, so I switched and went to the meeting that was authorized by this body last week. But honestly, from the beginning, I was very uncomfortable about how one-sided it was. It kind of confirmed all the concerns I had for the last several weeks or couple of months as there have been efforts to put that meeting together. And I was ultimately very, very disturbed by the process as it played out. And I think I'll reserve further comment for later. Thank you.
Valia, would you like to speak about the meeting? All right.
I'm having trouble. I'm sorry. I'm having trouble with my phone here. At any rate, the teller's name was Sarah Ruse that Ali misplaced the name of, the other teller. And no, there's nothing else to report because it was two meetings happening at once. I felt like those of us in what we tend to call the true LSB, were waiting to see how many people would actually show up who had assembled 30 minutes or more before our meeting. But we got to the place where we had to conduct business. And that did happen the way Ali and Beth agree. And it wasn't too complicated, just a lot of confusion going on out here as to who is where and why. We're going to resolve that, we hope, this Sunday. We hope. That's my opinion. That's the way I saw it. I didn't take notes. Okay.
Thanks, Avalia. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone on the board have any questions about the... I know a couple of other members, directors, that is, attended the meeting. Any observations any of you would like to make? Sagerton, go ahead.
Yeah, this is not so much an observation as a question. I recall expressing a concern myself about convening this meeting, resulting in someone may have called a power grab by one faction at KPFK. And I was assured that, don't worry, we're going to reach out to the other side. You know, everybody will be sent a ballot, and I don't doubt everybody's going to be sent a ballot, but I don't think there were members present from the other group who were who made any nominations. I'm concerned about that for the officers' election. I'm also concerned about that when it comes to the PNB elections. And we had established an attempt to communicate with the other side that I believe was terminated due to the filing of a lawsuit. So I just want to know, is there any outreach going on to the unsanctioned, if you will, LSB group? And if so, where does that stand?
I'll take a stab at answering that.
Yeah, thank you, Julie.
Yeah, I'll take a stab at answering that question. So there's been some limited outreach. There's 24 hours in a day and not more than that. But I think the most important thing is that the KPFK LSB got over an important hurdle, which is that the true LSB held a meeting where they achieved quorum, which was the first time they met since the self-appointed LSB met on December 18th. of 2022. So that's, you know, three full months that they didn't have meetings. And to be honest, you know, I mean, Beth feels how Beth feels about this, but in some sense, the fact that there were, you know, so-called competing meetings, the folks on the other side have had no reason not to hold their meetings, right? The self-appointed board. And because now the true LSB is meeting and holding votes for officers, et cetera. I mean, you know, it's perhaps a come to Jesus moment for the other side because, and this is a point that I made to some of them, that, you know, I think many of the folks on the Ziri side basically have put all their eggs in the basket of winning in court. And if they don't win in court, and they cede all territory in terms of voting for officers and then directors, then they will have, you know, completely ceded everything to, you know, the other faction. And so that it's ill-advised for them to, even if they think that, you know, the court will someday rule in their favor, it's ill-advised on their part. The same way someone told or an attorney told Beth that she should go to the self-appointed board meetings, LSB meetings, and at least be there long enough to be marked as present. You know, those folks need to, you know, do that for the true LSB meetings for the same exact reason, right? Until it all gets sorted out. And so, you know, I mean, if they choose not to participate at all, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink, right? I mean, there's, you can try to talk to people, but, you know, if they won't listen to you, you know, I don't really know exactly what to do or say. And I could sure use the help of, you know, instead of asking me, you know, has there been, you know, outreach to the other side? Any one of you can pick the phone up and call folks on the KPFK LSB, and I invite people to do just that. So I'm going to recognize Ali and then Adriana. Go ahead, Ali.
Yeah, in response to this topic, it's kind of weird for me to hear how people calling that meeting one-sided. It was very well run. It was very civil. And people did a lot of work that they want to do. And like I said, when that first LSB meeting was wrapping up, many of those people came over and joined this meeting. And there were several people, if you want to, I don't know if you want to call it factions or not. I mean, we're just trying to get this board seated and working. If you want to talk about one-sided, I would say listen to that illegitimate meeting. It's 1,000% in one direction. It's like they have their own agenda and they do follow their own rules and just do what they feel like. Several people were nominated from the other group, if you want to call that. Numerous emails have gone out to all of the legitimate members and even some of the suspended members and stuff, letting them know about the process and what's going on. I've reached out to a lot of my friends that are attending these other meetings. And telling them basically what Julie just said. Whichever way this thing goes in court, you should cover both bases, like Beth is doing. She's going to both to make sure she's counted as president both. So it doesn't hurt for them to come over to these legitimate meetings. And also the ballots have gone out to everyone. They can also write in candidates. If they want to put together a write-in campaign, they can certainly do that. And I think numerous efforts have been made to make sure that everyone has full access an opportunity to participate. I see no one being cut out or, you know, no one was stopped from speaking. People spoke at very long length at that last meeting. We didn't really have timekeepers. We just sort of did it sort of self-managing. And I think it was quite fair and made every effort to continue to be fair. And I hope that we can move forward on Sunday. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Ali. That reminds me that there was, you know, there was a discussion about voting to excuse the absences of those not present. And, you know, it was kind of like, well, we're not out to, you know, we're trying to be conciliatory here, and we're not out to, you know, kind of, you know, we're trying to make peace here, not make factions. So, you know, and those absences were excused. So, you know, I don't know that that will persist, you know, into perpetuity, but, you know, that's for the KPFK LSB to decide. I have Adriana, Beth, and Jim. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I have more than one question. I will ask all the questions and then whoever knows answer. First of all, how many people were, you said that that meeting had quorum. How many people were in that quorum? The second question is any of the term out director or delegates in that LSB, how many of those were there? And the third question is, I heard Beth and James to talk about being one-sided, and I want to know if both of you, Beth and James, agree with that concept, that was just one-sided. Thank you.
I'll say, you know, I don't know the answer to the question of ultimately how many people were there, because I only took roll at the beginning of the meeting. There were 12 people to begin the meeting, but as Ali noted, you know, a handful more joined before the end of the meeting. And quorum, because the KPFK LSB has 23 people on it, not 24, given a suspension, quorum was only 12. So they achieved. So as soon as they got to 12, we started the meeting. And, you know, I don't have the answer to the question termed out because I'm sorry. That's, you know, not my business. And also, the PNB decided in its October 20th, 2022 motion how to handle what happened as a result of the fact that we couldn't hold elections. So, and the KPFK LSB was the only one that didn't follow the PNB's lead. And I'll have to let Beth and James, answer for themselves. Beth, just answer so that James, no, just answer Adriana's question so I can recognize James.
Concisely what her question was. Was the question, did we see it as one-sided? Was that the question?
Yes.
Then yes. Thank you.
Sagerton?
Yes, I do see it as one-sided. There were only 13 people at the sanctioned meeting, and a great many people were not there. And I would even go so far as to suggest that we should not start elections there on Sunday, but postpone that for at least a week. And Julie, I think it was you as chair and one other person were tasked with the initial initiative to try to, you know, have some negotiation or some outreach to them. And I recognize that that was terminated because a lawsuit was filed, but, you know, maybe it's time to reinvigorate that effort.
There were more than 13 people there by the end of the meeting. So I want to make sure everybody understands that.
Correct. I appreciate that. That's good.
It was definitely, and I can't find my notes from that, so I can't tell you, but I made note of the fact that a bunch of people, as Ali pointed out, as the other meeting ended, a bunch of people who had started out at the self-appointed LSB meeting joined the true LSB meeting. So the numbers got larger. Okay, so at some point we're going to run out of time here, but go ahead, Beth.
Thank you. Yes, I was present at both meetings, but I stated not long after the second meeting convened that I regretted having come and contributed to quorum. I had hoped for some effort to find common ground and reestablish some sort of basis for trust. Instead, one side took full advantage of having organized the meeting to run it in their own favor. Before we convened, it was clear that Robert Payne and Nancy Perlman were both present, and there who are two of the three people identified as disqualified candidates in the lawsuit. And there was discussion about putting an item on the agenda to vote them onto the LSB because some people were saying that that should have been done long ago, and this was our chance to just solve that problem. That didn't happen, but nonetheless, it was evident that there was that thinking and effort, which did, I mean, that was even before we convened, so it does a lot to discourage any kind of new trust from the other side who really stuck their necks out just to show up. So beyond that, both co-hosts appointed by Julie caucused with New Day and were encouraged not to be shy about using the mute button. And muting meetings has been a major hot potato issue at the local LSB there for the last couple of years running. So that kind of touched a third rail. The effort to run all elections simultaneously came across as an effort to run the table, in effect, setting up the elections so that while New Day still had the predominance of participants, that they would have the opportunity to fill those slots. So again, from my perspective, it came across as a naked power play. And for the record, I take calls from all sides. I'm still talking to all sides, even when it's extremely uncomfortable. And yeah, there are only so many hours in the day.
We are at time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are at time totally.
Yeah,
for
yeah, that's, I understood that.
Item.
Yeah, I understood that, Darlene. There's still a stack. We're at time, and so, extend, and hang
I'm
on.
I move to extend to exhaust the staff.
Second okay.
that. To exhaust the stack would mean Jim Dingman, Darlene, and Fred. And I will note that, since we already approved the agenda, extending requires a 2/3 vote, which often we do by acclamation. But if we get enough objections, we can extend. Are there any objections to the motion to extend to exhaust the stack of three? Hearing none, we'll continue.
I object.
Oh. Thank you, Fred. Are there other people besides Fred who object to the motion to extend to exhaust the stack? Hearing no other objections, it seems that we're going to keep going. Dingman, then Darlene, then Fred.
Is my voice coming in okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'll be brief. I encourage board members to attend both these meetings because we have to get beyond this, and we have to get back to the business of recovery and growth and taking us out of this fiscal dilemma we're in. That's all. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Darlene?
Yeah, I listened to both until I was sure that the other meeting was underway. The second, the later meeting, LSB meeting, was underway. And I didn't get much of anything out of the first meeting. It was strategy for the lawsuit and such like that. And then over to the other, I understand because I was part of the count that the folks only barely made quorum, but so do we at the PNB. We will get started as soon as we have quorum, and not quorum plus 10 or something. So I didn't see that as a problem. I was disappointed that they couldn't get farther into the elections because it is starting to affect and slow down the work of the PNB. And the last thing is that all you folks on here who consider yourself on a faction, and therefore there's everybody else that's not on your faction is on the other faction, as if there can only be two positions. I'd like you to know there are at least 8 people in the PNB whose faction is Pacifica. So get your head out in the dark place and realize not everybody is really all that involved in your faction fight. Thank you.
God's love, Darlene. I would like to say that there is only one PNB authorized LSB, and the idea that there are two because one set of people appointed themselves is a fallacy that will lead to the destruction of the entire network. We are either guided by rules and guided by our desire to create a network that's going to succeed, or we're going to fall apart by all this. And therefore, I don't consider the self-appointed LSB anybody that we should actually work with or try to engage. They have done everything in their power at wasting my time with all these trials that we're doing, including another one today, that have nothing to do with saving the network. As Jim brought out, we have real issues, and we are not dealing with them because KPFK is a nonstop shit show.
Thanks, Teresa.
The PNB made a decision. I was on the election committee, tried really hard to have those elections, and there are some people that didn't think we could raise the money and weren't seen to be driven to reduce expenses for the elections or raise money for the elections. So I think the PNB did what it had to do. And I think when the PNB makes a decision and the council supports that decision, we have to go with it. And I don't see how you can say a meeting is one-sided when they're following the direction from the body that makes those kinds of decisions, and they have quorum and they're trying to conduct business. So, I'm working really, really hard to make sure that we make headway. So more power to us. And good luck to KPFK's LSB. And you know which one I mean. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, that concludes this item on the agenda. The next item on the agenda is the ED report on upcoming elections. This is a 15-minute item, Darlene. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Thank you. We are in the process right now of discussions with a nationally recognized nonprofit that is a nonpartisan political organization that specializes in advocating for voting rights and holding proper and clean elections. So they also partner with other nonprofits throughout their local chapters throughout the country. And through those local chapters, they help provide guidance and support for local elections for nonprofits that run elections. So we've been in the process of discussing with them if they would be interested as being an outside neutral organization in using one of their members on the national level to be our national election supervisor. And then we would locate their local chapters that are located in the cities with our stations to find local election supervisors. So again, we are just in discussion with them. They've been given information about our elections, and how we run them and what we're looking for. They were very familiar with that process with other organizations that they have helped. So we still need to have some phone calls with them. But then hopefully we'll be able to, as I said, use someone from there, to find our national election supervisor and then our local election supervisors. The stations are also still working on compiling their lists for their elections. I've received a couple of lists already. We're going back and forth with just making sure that they're cleaned up. I don't want to spend any money on paying someone to clean up our lists when we should have the ability to do that in-house. So I've asked the general managers and the membership directors just to send me whatever they have, even if they, you know, look at it and say, I'm sorry, it's not clean. That's perfectly fine. This isn't a time for them to be reprimanded for not having clean membership lists. What I really want to do is just find out where we are. So then we can again do that process of cleaning up the lists. And as some people have said, that they're starting with a lot of their staff lists, including paid programmers, and the crews, and they need to compile the number of hours they work, debate, you know, with who volunteers 10 hours a month, with 30 hours through 3 months leading up to the election, they can vote, that sort of thing. I've had some people that have told me, well, we should just go ahead and use the tax letters that are sent out for people, for, you know, in order to get those listener membership lists. But, you know, one of the things as it's helpful for some donations and some members, but not all, because the IRS doesn't require a written acknowledgement. A written acknowledgement isn't required to substantiate a charitable contribution of $250 or more. So that doesn't necessarily, not all the tax letters that are generated, we can use those as an adequate list, but at least that once again is a starting point so we can compile those lists. I have met with a group of volunteers from New York, and one of those volunteers specializes in donor management software systems and is actually a trainer for organizations in a certain brand of donor software. So he and I have been going back and forth because he is willing to work with some of the stations, or work with all of the stations actually, but just to help clean up and dedupe some of those lists. And so they are going to, because he's based out of New York and is familiar with WBAI, they want to begin with the WBAI membership list. And then from that, we would also then be able to update our list and look for any lapsed donors for future appeals. We want to do a zip plus four pre-sort so we can try to get better nonprofit mailing rates for any mailing that we may do. And then also look for any, you know, lapsed, again, the lapsed list, but you know, any of the lapsed sustainer donors. And then if need be, once we get caught up with payments to Allegiance, we could then do sort of a wealth screening using that possibility through their program, so we can look for future prospects. So we are moving forward with the elections. And again, it's just now a matter of finalizing with this nonprofit so we can get our local, our national and our local election supervisors.
Thanks, Stephanie. I will point out that, you know, one of the things that's true about, you know, being able to undertake expenses for something related to important things like elections, important things like the audit, et cetera, also require stations to pay central services. And right now, the only station that's paying central services is KPFT. So I need the other four stations to step it up on being able to pay central services. And I will also note that the affiliates pay central services. So, but they're not technically speaking a station. So that's why I didn't name them originally. But okay, so I see a stack of Beth and Dingman. Go ahead, Beth.
Thank you, yes. Stephanie, is there a copy of your report in writing? If there isn't one yet, could you please put it in writing and provide it to all of us, please? It's really good news. I'm really glad to hear it. I know we've been looking to be able to do this, but in order to report back to my LSB, I need to have those details down. I need to be sure that I'm getting them right. And I'm much more able to do that if the reports are in writing. Thank you.
Yeah, I can email my talking points right now to Julie, and then that can be forwarded to the board.
Thanks, Stephanie. Dingman.
Thank you, Stephanie. I'm glad that you're starting that arduous work to get the election process underway. One thing I want to just add, as somebody who has been involved with advocating this election process for quite a long time, the last time we had the League of Women Voters involved, there's always been this uneven administration of the issue of debates on air, off air. And I would hope that given the fact that there's a lot of issues that have to be discussed, that we just have a more robust on-air debate process, because starting from the point when this election process was implemented in the first election, people started to play games. They decided to, you know, put their pals on, not on, and all that. And that, those kind of problems manifested themselves for the next election process as it unfolded for the next 20 years. And I would hope that we have a really lively and multi-platformed debate process this time, which we can certainly do, so we can allow the listeners to participate not only on analog radio, but through Zoom meetings, et cetera, really get the issues out. Because as you know, people in Pacifica like to talk and argue.
Thanks. I will point out that Stephanie specifically did not mention the organization that she's been talking to, because it's not a completed deal. So even though Jim mentioned an organization, I don't think that that necessarily means anything. Okay. Other questions for Stephanie? All right. Then that's the end of that item. That takes us next to unfinished business, which is, you know, again, I'm carrying along because we said the 2022 PMB determined to postpone this item from, well, basically from November, and we decided to postpone it to March, thinking that that was the appropriate time to bring it back up. But yet we have not yet come up with a cleaned up version of the underwriting motion. And so that's not ready for the agenda for this evening. And so then that would take us to new business, if there was any. And I'm not hearing that anyone's raised any new business. Dingman, I see your hand.
Yeah, I just want to make a brief report to the listener members in the PNB.
Sure.
As people know, the Pacifica Technology Task Force has started several weeks ago training on the process of applying to the CPB for community service grants. And it will accelerate that process in weeks to come. It's no secret that in a few weeks, or I guess, yeah, 2 weeks, training will occur with the paid staff that Stephanie will help with to actually apply and fill out a CSG applications for all the stations this year, with all the problems we know we're going to face. But anyway, I just want to report that this Saturday and Sunday, that will be at 1 o'clock. It's on KPTFX. There's more training that's going on the CPB process. Quite complicated, by the way, but not daunting. So once you get familiar with their mumbo-jumbo, you can sort of make sense of it. And it hopefully will be something we do as an objective in the next few weeks. The deadline is May 24th.
Thanks, Jim. Unless there are any objections, I would entertain a motion to move into executive session. The agenda says at a time certain of 9:30, but it's only 9:24. But
so moved.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, second. Donna. Any objections to the motion to move into executive session? Hearing none, that is what we will do.